弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers, sisters.
很高兴又回到神的家里边。
I'm glad I have returned back.
每一次来到这边，真的就是有那种回家的感觉。
Every time I come to here, I feel like I'm coming home.
感谢主。
Thank you, God. Thank Lord.
我们一同读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few passages.
我们先请翻到加拉太书第四章。
First, Galatians chapter 4.
在哥林书以后
after Corinthians
加拉太书第四章我们读十九节
Galatians 4:19
好这边也有啊。我小子啊我为你们再受生产之苦只等到基督成形在你们心里
My children, of whom I again travail in birth until Christ shall have been formed in you.
提摩太前书第二章
First Timothy chapter 2.
第一节
Verse 1.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢
Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
请注意到这边、啊、保罗弟兄在提到祷告的四面
Here,、Brother Paul actually mentioned the four aspects of prayer.
就是恳求
Supplication
祷告
Prayer
代求
Intercessions
和祝谢
and thanksgiving.
我们再请翻到罗马书第八章
Roman chapter 8
罗马书第八章我们读二十六二十七两节
26, 27
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们本不晓得当怎样祷告只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求
Verse 26 and 27 Likewise, the Spirit also help us in our weaknesses for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought but the Spirit himself intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered Now he who searches the hearts knows that the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God
我们再请翻到一处的旧约圣经在阿摩斯书第三章
Old Testament, Amos chapter 3
第三章第七节阿摩斯书第三章第七节
Amos chapter 3:7
主耶和华若不将奥秘指示他的仆人众先知就一无所行
chapter 3:7 Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsels to his servants the prophets
我们读经就暂时先读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading for now.
我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
我们的恩主，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, we thank you.
我们都侍立在你的跟前。
We stand before you.
靠着你的恩典，靠着你的宝血。
By your grace and blood.
更靠着圣灵所加给的能力。
By the power that Holy Spirit gave us.
因为你已经把你的爱借着圣灵充充满满的浇灌在我们的心中。
Because you already poured down your love through the Holy Spirit.
今天我们能够坦然无惧再次来到你施恩的宝座跟前。
So that we can come boldly to your throne of mercy.
我们要得连续蒙恩惠做我们随时的帮助。
To receive help, grace, help in the time of need.
今天早上我们愿意你的圣灵再次来帮助我们。
May your Holy Spirit help us again this morning.
来明白你要对我们所说的话。
Help us to understand what you want to say to us.
愿你恩待我们说的、翻译的和听的每一个位。
May you have a mercy on whom who speaks, who translates, and who hears.
愿你得着我们每一位。
May you receive everybody.
愿你能够让我们听见你的呼召并且回应你。
May we hear your recalling and respond to your calling.
主耶稣基督得胜的圣灵。
By your first name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我这一次呢，带着这个负担来分享呢，是有一点点的挣扎。
I had been struggling with this burden.
因为这个题目啊，或者说这个负担呢、啊，是稍微有一点点，稍微有一点点的深。
This burden a little bit of it's a deeper.
所以刚才我们读的是圣经，弟兄姊妹大概都能猜出来我要交通的这个负担。好，我今天早上交通的这个负担呢，就叫做代祷。
And the burden I want to share this morning is intercession.
代祷呢，又被称为生产惨难之苦。
Intercession is also called prayer of travail.
好，这个呢，跟我们平常所提到的这个祷告呢，还不完全的一样。
This is not the same as the prayer we normally mention.
刚才弟兄提到我们每一个人其实从一出生就知道哭喊，然后就知道到了一定时候你就知道喊爸爸妈妈，就知道表达我们的需要。
Some leader just mentioned that from the time we were we all know how to cry and express our needs and requests.
对，我们属灵上重生了以后也是同样的，我们一生下来属灵一重生得救，我们就知道怎么样子来祷告。
So if we were regenerated in spirit, we also know how to pray.
我们就可以叫爸爸妈妈，我们就可以叫我们的天父呼喊我们主耶稣的名我们就可以把我们的需要告诉他。
We can cry out the name of the Heavenly Father. We can also ask many also give all the requests to our Heavenly Father.
而且我们知道怎么赞美。
We also know how to pray.
怎么感谢。
How to thank.
好，这就是摩太前书那边跟我们看见的那个恳求、那个祝谢、恳求、祷告和祝谢。
This is what the Galatians showed us. The First Timothy showed us is the supplications, prayers, and supplications and prayers.
对，还有感谢。
And thanksgiving.
但是保罗在那边特别提到一个词呢，叫做 intercession， 叫做代求。
And here Paul especially mentioned one word, that's intercession.
那我为了给大家有一点概念呢，我先给大家讲一个故事。
And then in order to give us give everybody a concept, first let me start with a story.
这个故事其实我相信大多数人都应该知道，但是不一定很熟悉，就是。
Perhaps many people already know, but probably not very familiar with.
那我是一个二次世界大战战争的迷。
I'm a big fan of the World War II.
我其实很不喜欢打仗的那种血腥，但是呢，第二次世界大战的那个发生的那个过程啊。一直对我非常强的吸引力。
So the process of the World War II struck me a lot.
为什么？但是后来呢，我慢慢发现呢，其实是里边呢有很强的这个属灵的这个意义在里头。
So I didn't know why, but later I realized that actually in that process there's a strong spiritual meaning.
大家听没有听说过有一个叫做敦刻尔克大撤退的故事？
Have you heard about the evacuation of Dunkirk?
好，这是在二次大战的初期哈。当时呢，英国呢，为了帮助法国防守这个德国呢，派出了一个远征军。
So this is the earlier stage of World War II. So the British wanted to help France, and then they sent a troops or army.
然后大概有。将近30万的人马，可以说是当时英国的主力的部队呢，全被派到法国去帮助法国来防守德国。
There were about 30,000 soldiers were sent. Three hundred thousand.
差不多那个数目哈。
3,000.
但是呢，我们都知道德国很厉害，他那个装甲军团呢，他那个 corps 非常的厉害，闪电战的攻击呢，一下就把防线摧毁了。
So the Germany troops were very powerful. They were fully equipped.
Yeah, 在1940年的5月10号呢，他那个装甲军团呢，一下就突破了那个防线，在几天之内就把比利时、把荷兰完全征服了，然后呢，马上把法国大部分都已经征服了。
And in May 10th in 1940s,The British, no, the German army invaded France.
Yeah.
Okay.
然后到了差不多5月21号的时候呢，那个时候呢，几乎就是啊，法国全就是全国呢都要被德国占领。
So around May 21st, the whole France almost invaded by German.
那个时候啊，如果这个德国军团呢、啊，那个装甲军团呢、啊，如果他就是乘胜追击的话呢，那可以说呢，法国和英国远征军呢会全军覆没。
So if they continue in this way, and then the whole France will be defeated.
哦，因为英国的大部分的军队，可以说是他的绝对的主力呢，就都在法国。所以，如果那个时候被希特勒全军覆没的话呢，那可以说呢，希特勒德国占领英格兰呢，那就是囊中取物，那就是根本就是不在话下。
Because almost the majority of the British troops were sent to France to help. So if at that time the German troops continue to invade the British, and the British will be also defeated.
所以在那个时候，可以说是英国呢就面临一个生死存亡的一个紧急的关头。
So at that time the British also faced the very critical moment.
直到那个时候，在英国啊，这个祷告啊，基督徒的这个祷告啊，就非常非常的强烈。
So, the prayer of the Christian at that time in British was very urgent.
对，那个时候呢，甚至连国王啊，连他的总理，时候总理大臣，就是大家都知道谁呢，号召全国祷告。
So, from the governments and to the people, they all pray for the war.
所以那个时候。也很奇怪，到了5月24号，就在最紧急的那个关头呢，希特勒突然下达了一个命令，让他的这个装甲军团就停止前进。
So on May 24th, and then the Hitler sent a command and then stop the
advancements. 所以呢？在那个时候开始呢，就不知道啊，他有他的考虑，但是他就让他的军队停止追击。那么这个时候呢，英国的军队，还有法国的一部分军队，还有一些比利时的一部分这个盟军呢，他们就马上就能够有机会在敦刻尔克这个港口呢，能够构筑防线，而且能够开始安排大撤退。
For some reason, the Hitler stopped the advancement at night, and then this is the opportunity for the allied of France, British, and then Belgium to evacuate.
所以那个时候真的是非常的紧急啊！当时英国的内阁开会的时候，他们在那分析那个形势，说：“哎呀，要照现在的这个情况，那个海面的光景，我们海军的情形，德国的空军，德国的这个装甲兵的围攻。”能够救他们几千人、一万人就已经是了不起了。
So, based on their military condition, if they can save like a few thousand people, that's already enough.
所以那个时候，丘吉尔就再次的号召全国人民啊，要祷告。
So,
Churchill
also called people to pray, call for prayer one more time.
5月26号那一天呢，被称为全国祷告日，全国代祷日，为这个敦刻尔克的这个撤退代祷。
So on May 26, it's the day of prayer.
非常奇妙的是哈，这撤退从27号开始撤第一批，然后大规模的8号开始撤，结果一共有9天的时间，一直到6月4号。啊，全国的海军再加上民用的那个船只呢，一共有800只船只呢，一共撤退了超过啊有33万的啊这个军人全部撤回到英国来。
So between 27th of May and the 4th of June 1940s, in 9 days, about 338,000 people were evacuated. Yeah.
所以当6月4号丘吉尔在那边发表全国演讲的时候，他称这个为是一个神迹来拯救，是一个 miracle of deliverance.
So the Prime Minister Churchill in his speech on 4th of June, he has hailed the rescue as a miracle of deliverance.
我们都知道这是祷告的力量。
And we all know this is the power of.
但是呢，其实还不仅仅只是祷告，不仅仅一个恳求， 好，不仅仅只是一个 station 的那个力量。
This is not just the power of prayer and supplications.
我们感谢主，他借着历史上的一些记载，让我们知道其中还有一批隐藏的被称为代祷者的那个祷告。
Thank God that through some records we realize that there is some hidden intercessors.
我们知道有很多的在后面做代祷的，好这个服事的圣徒。
There are many saints that were interceding to support them.
如果神呢没有让我们知道呢，我们可能永远都不知道，一直到天上见面才能够知道。
So if God didn't want us to know, then we will never know until the day we go to heaven.
好，我们感谢主呢，他确实也让我们知道，好，在英国呢有一批呢，特别是在威尔士那边有一个圣经学院。
So thank God that He revealed and made known to us a group of intercessors in the Bible College of Wales.
好，那边呢，他们的那个做代理的弟兄呢，叫做 Rhys Hus。
And then the 代理的弟兄 ，the brother, the leader,、mm-hmm. the Rhys Howells, Rhys Howells, Howells。
所以呢，借着这本书里边，给我们看见呢，他们这100多位弟兄姊妹在那段时期是如何的，就是有那个生产之苦的那个付出代价的，在神面前的恳切迫切的代祷。
Through this book, we know that there are about over 100 brothers and sisters in the Bible College of Wales, and urgently interceding for them.
为什么说他们这个代祷跟一般的这个祷告不一样呢？
Why their intercession is different from the regular prayer?
他们的这个代祷者哈，他们在神面前那个迫切那个祷告那个所付上的代价呢，就跟在前线啊。打仗的那些士兵啊，抵挡德国这些士兵，他们所付上的代价呢，其实是相等的。
So the price of this group of intercessors paid is almost the same as the soldiers went to a battle.
他们进食，他们在神面前负担那个祷告。像这个 Rhys Hus 说，他的身体在那个他的 physical 那个 health 在那个时候就被 broken。
So they fast and then they urgently, earnestly pray, intercede for them, and then the real Howells also paid the price of his health.
感谢主，他们在这个啊6月4号之前，他们在5月28号的那一天呢，他们就已经得到了这个得胜的那个确据。
Thank God, on May 28, they had already received assurance of victory.
他们的祷告里边，他们已经得到了神的答应。
In their intercession, and they already received the answer to their prayer.
所以从那个时候开始呢，他们的祷告就是一个相信的祷告，就是一个赞美。
And then from that moment on, their prayer is full of praise.
所以非常的感谢主哈！你看，从28号一直到6月4号，那个海面几乎都是风平浪静的，连一般的那种小民用打渔船呢，都可以过去参加这个救援。
So thank God, after the May 26th until June 4th, the sea, the beach, the harbor of Dunkirk was very peaceful, and even the regular fish boat went in to help them to evacuate.
我们知道这一个大撤退虽然不是一个军事上的胜利，但是呢，这却奠定了英国能够保住他那个基地，而且最后能够反攻的那个基础。
But we know that this evacuation is not so-called the military victory, but this is the foundation for British to defeat the Germans.
Right. 当然，我们知道后来还有一系列的这个 key point, turning point, 一系列的这个战场上的转捩点，都跟一批在背后代祷的这些勇士们的代祷呢。有非常非常直接的关系。
We know that later a series of turning points have been closely related to the intercessions of the saints.
所以我们就来看一下，那到底什么是代祷
？Let's take a look. What is intercession?
好，刚才我们读到的那个提摩太给我们提到啊，祷告的那几个方。
So the first Timothy already mentioned several aspects of prayers.
啊，其实代祷呢，包括所有这些方面，包括恳求，包括祝谢。包括祷告。
The intercession includes all four aspects: the supplication, petition, request, and thanksgiving.
啊，但是呢，在罗马书第八章那边呢，给我们看见啊，代祷呢有一个与众不同的特点，或者说这是第一点特别最重要的那个点呢，就是代祷是照着神的旨意来祈求的。
But here in Romans chapter 8, we know that the intercession, it's the most important difference of the intercession is that the intercession must be according to the will of God.
换一句话说呢，我们平常祷告哈，我们都是照着我们的需要，照着我们的愿望啊，或者照着这个情形呢，我们就向神发出呼求，发出呼喊，那是根据于我们的这个需要。
In other words, the daily prayers of ours is based on our needs and our wants.
啊，我不是说对，这样不好，这样其实是非常重要。
I'm not saying not right.
啊，但是呢，它的第一点啊，它的根出发点呢，是完完全全根据于神的需要，根据于神所愿意成就的，根据他的旨意来祷告。
So the importance of the intercession is all based on God's wills, God's wants and needs.
所以呢，还要注意到一点呢，第二点呢。就是我们可以看见呢，这个代祷他的那个发源者哈，或者是发起者呢，是圣灵。
And we also see that the initiator of this intercession is God and the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在我们的里面照着神的旨意啊来替我们祷告。
It's the Holy Spirit is interceding for us according to the will of God.
或者说来帮助我们的祷告。
It's to help us to pray.
甚至呢，可以说呢。他来教导我们怎样祷告。
Or you can also say he teaches us how to pray.
啊，这个跟我们一般来说的这个祷告这个原理一样。我刚才提到了，很多时候我们的祷告是我们自己需要，然后我们就initiate发起。
So the source of this prayer is different from our prayer, because our prayer is usually initiated by our needs.
但是这边呢，是圣灵在里边，有些时候是用说不出来的一个叹息。Groaning, 哈，用说不出来的叹息呢，来为我们代求。
It's the Holy Spirit. The intercession means that the Holy Spirit, is interceding for us with the groanings that cannot be uttered.
或者说，就是我们里边的基督啊，替我们教导我们向天上的基督祷告。
It's the Christ in us teach us how to pray to the Christ above.
好，我们看见了代祷第一点是照着神的旨意，第二点是圣灵所发起的，第三点呢？代祷呢，完全是一个出于信心的祷告。
We know that first of all, the intercession is according to God's will. Then secondly, the intercession is initiated and taught by God. And thirdly, it is a childbirth.
Prayer of faith.
Prayer of faith. Oh, prayer of faith.
因为照着神的旨意的祷告呢，不眼见的。
Because according to will of God, the prayer cannot be by sight.
啊，必须是要借着信心，我们才能够发出这样的祷告。
It has to be by faith.
所以呢，借着信心开始，也最后靠着信心得胜。
It is a beginning with faith and ending in victory by faith.
啊，所以这个代祷呢，一定是灵里头的事情。
So the intercession must be in spirit.
啊，不是靠着我们肉身的感觉和肉眼所看见的环境。
It's not by our feeling and by sight.
好，最后一点哈，弟兄姊妹需要注意。最后一点呢，这个代祷呢，它是一个被称为生产之苦的祷告。
Lastly, the intercession is also called the travailing, the childbearing and childbirth.
啊，这一点呢，就我刚才提到，就是我有点挣扎哈，也这一点有可能是超过很多姊妹我们现在的那个属灵的身量或者经。
This is the point that I've been struggling with because this point is the oftentimes it's beyond our experience and our spiritual condition.
包括我自己在内。
Including myself.
这是为什么我挣扎？
That's why I've been struggling.
因为我一般来说，我愿意分享我所学习的，我能够经历到的，我能够把我的所领受、所能够经历的分享给弟兄姊妹呢，大家就容易 relate 到，能够一起受激励。
So normally I would like to share my own experience and then what I received, so that we can exhort each other.
但是呢，这个代祷这个功课呢，包括我自己呢，都还没有好好的学习。
But the lesson of intercession, including myself, had not been really exercised.
那么最后，我还是愿意接受主给我这个负担呢，把这点分享出来呢，我们一同在主面前来学习，再来领受，来彼此的鼓励。
So, but I'm willing to receive this burden. I'd like to share with brothers and sisters so that we can all receive this revelation and encourage each other, and we can learn together.
因为说到这个代祷哈，它是一个 birth， 它是一个 childbirth， 啊，这样的一个过程。
Speaking of intercession, this is the process of labor and then childbirth.
啊，我们知道这个妈妈怀孕啊，然后呢要忍受这个怀孕的痛苦，要九个月。到最后要什么？要生产，对不对
？So we know that once mom got pregnant, and then she has to suffer the pain of childbearing, and then after 9 months, and then she gave birth to child.
最后生产，经过那个 deliver 的那个 pain 啊 ，birth pain 以后呢，哎，就生下一个新的生命，哇，那就高兴得不得了。
After the experience of the deliver pain and the birth pain, and then she was full of joy.
好，所以呢，代祷也是同样的过程。
So it's the same process for intercession.
在代祷的那个过程里头，哇，那真是很苦。有些时候真是经历灵里面的那种忧伤、那种压迫，好、啊，那种苦闷，好、啊，一定要有那个过程。
The intercession, it is really a process of toil and pain, and sometimes it comes with agony and unbearable pains.
但是最后呢，一定是有结果的。
But at last, it produces result.
好、啊，弟兄姊妹，我们一定要知道。一般人的祷告，或者说我们一般所说的祷告，跟代祷的那个可见的区别呢，就是我们一般的人的这个祷告呢，有时候我们就提一下，就过去。
So one of the obvious differences between the prayers and intercession is that when we pray, we will just briefly mention.
啊，至于这个祷告是不是神垂听了，是不是最后有神有答应，是不是有结果呢？我们基本上就不去管它了。
So whether the God hears our prayer or whether the prayer going to produce result, we don't really care about this.
但是代祷却不一样。
But the intercession is different.
代祷者呢，他们在神面前那个代祷呢，他要一直祷告到最后负担卸去了，一直到最后神在灵里边回答了他们的祷告，他们知道已经得胜了，神已经回答，已经有了结果了。
So the inters, when they interceding before God, they furiously intercede and until the God answered their prayers, and then they laid aside their burdens.
所以这个其实是弟兄姊妹，我们今天在教会，甚至我们每天的生活里边最需要的一种祷告。
And this is the necessary and the most needed the prayer.
啊，我们要是能够开始起来学习代祷，做代祷的这个服事。好，我们就能够在神的手中，为神的家，为我们自己的生命的成长啊，为神的国度呢，能够成为一个有用的器皿。
So that if we are able to receive the ministry of the intercession, we are able to become the useful vessel in God's hands and in the household of God.
好，这个祷告呢，不是那种泛泛的祷告，不是根据看见了需要就祷告，然后祷告告诉神了，像一个清单一样告诉神就没有，就 let go 了，就。就过去了，跟那种的一样。
This intercession, this kind of prayer, is totally different from the prayer that we just mentioned and give a list of things and then that's it.
代祷被称为被引导的祷告，被圣灵引导的祷告。
The intercession is also called the prayer that is guided by the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以呢，啊，有这方面学习的弟兄们就说呢，真正有效、有果效的祷告呢是。圣灵引导的祷告。
So the brother who truly learned this aspect that they share that the effective and powerful prayer is the prayer guided by Holy Spirit.
对，好，这是我们今天呢迫切需要。
This is our urgent needs.
我刚才提到我说我自己还没有学好，可以说还没有学多少在这个代祷的功课。
I just mentioned that I haven't learned that much in this aspect.
所以我今天也没有办法跟大家有这个见证分享。
So I don't have much testimony to share with brother sister today.
怜悯，也许过一些年日，我们一同在这方面都有所学之后，我们还能够来分享见证。
So may Lord have mercy on us as we all learn together regarding this matter. We can later on, after a few years, we can all have some testimony to share.
但是我还是感谢主，因为我们虽然没有自己在代祷方面啊。有结果，但是呢，我们每一个人都曾经经历过代祷的那个结果。
So even though we haven't really experienced the power of intercession, but we all witnessed the power of intercession.
对，是不是这样呢？你相不相信 你相不相信在你自己得救的这个过程里头，你之所以能够蒙恩得救，你相不相信其实是因为有一些弟兄姊妹在幕后为你带祷的结果呢？
Do you believe that your salvation is actually it's the result of a group of people who were fiercely interceding for you?
每一个孩子都要经过，包括属灵的生命，都要经过怀孕，都要经过，这叫做什么？这个九个月的这个过程，最后才要生下出生。
So every child was given birth through the process of 9 months pregnancy and also the childbirth.
每一个孩子呢都有父母，都有母亲要怀孕，要来照顾他。
Every child has a parents and a mother to care for them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不妨回过去看一看自己得救的经历，自己属灵成长的经历，求神开我们的眼睛，我们真的能够看见我们的背后为着我们辛苦操劳有不少的代祷者。
So as we look back at our past experience, we may realize that actually our salvation actually was supported by a group of intercessors.
不光是蒙恩得救，而且我们自己蒙恩得救了以后，我们的属灵成长，我们在教会的那一点点的服事。
Not only we saved by grace, also our spiritual growth and also the service at church.
我非常感谢主。
I thank Lord.
在我自己的这个服侍，在教会的服侍这个时候呢，我经历到这样子一位代祷者。
In my experience of service in church, I truly experienced the intercessor.
因为我自己也是20多年前蒙恩得救，然后在教会里边服侍，然后慢慢主在我身上有一点点栽培，有一点点的训练。
So I also saved like 20 years ago, and I started serve at church, and then God also trained me.Over years.
好，但是呢，我觉得非常突然。好，我觉得我自己还很弱小的时候，还没有那个力量能够为主做什么的时候。
I feel like when I was spiritually very immature, I feel like I could not do anything for the Lord.
那个时候呢，神就突然把一直在照顾我，一直在。养育我在主里边养育我培育我的年长的弟兄呢就带到另外的地方去。
So the Lord suddenly led the brother who has been caring for me to other places.
不是一位啊位。
Not only one brother, it's two brothers.
啊一个就带走。
And the Lord led them away from me.
然后呢那个时候呢好像又突然感觉到教会的那个不少的那个服事的责任呢，就好像是担在自己的肩上。
At that time, it seems like many responsibility of the service of the church fell upon my shoulder.
哇，你知道那个时候，那个感觉非常非常的沉重。
So that time, my feeling was very heavy.
大概就是2001年左右。
That was about the 2001.
那个时候。出了一部电影叫做《魔戒》。
At that time, there was a movie came out. It's called The Magical Ring.
The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, The Lord of the Ring.
我本来其实很不愿意去看这些魔幻的东西。
So, because I didn't like to see all this fantasies.
Yeah. 那么后来我女儿因为读了那个小说，她就很喜欢。
Because my daughter read the novel and she really.
所以后来有一次呢，我就陪她去刚 cinema， 都已经电影都很久了，大概是2002年以后。
So and I had to accompany my daughter to go and see the movie.
哎，我就跟她一起看那个电影。
So I watched the movie along with my daughter.
那是第一部嘛，叫做 Fellowship of the Ring.
And that was the first one of the first series is the Fellowship of the Ring.
然后我一看那个电影啊，我一下就被那个 Frodo 那个角色抓住了。
So I was captured by the role of Frodo.
为什么呢
？Why？
你要看过那个电影就知道，那个第一部里头那个 Frodo 呢，他那个，哎呦那么重的人，他们整个世界的那个重担全压在他的肩上头，他要去摧毁那个魔戒。
So it seems like the burden of the whole world fell upon the shoulder of Frodo, and then he need to save the world.
现在回过头去看，我觉得我是有点不知天高地厚，我怎么会把所有的重担压在我的肩上呢
？And then, as I was looking back, I feel like I didn't know myself that time. I feel why I should feel that like all the responsibility on my shoulder.
Exactly. I don't know who I am. 我就好像觉得这福音团契呀、啊，这教会的这个服事的那个千斤重担就压在我的肩上了。
So like the serving the gospel friends and the different kinds of service at church, it seems like all fall on my shoulder.
我觉得有一种，我为弟兄姊妹或者为年轻的弟兄姊妹为慕道有一种责任。
I feel I have this sense of responsibilities for the gospel friends and brothers and sisters.
所以我就特别能够认同里边那个 Frodo 那个感觉。
So I share the same feeling with the Frodo.
很不好意思，那就是为什么我后来成了这个电影的一个 fan.
So that's why I became the fan of this movie.
好，这是唯一我最喜欢的一部电影。
This is the only of my only the movie that I like.
但是呢，因为我自己有那个负担，但是呢，我又不知道当如何的来卸去这个负担。
At that time, I knew that I had this burden, but I did not know how to lay aside this burden.
然后那个时候，其实可以这么讲，就是我自己的属灵的身还是一个小孩子，不是一个 baby 了，但是只是一个可以说是一个很冲的一个少年人。
So at that time, my spiritual stature was not mature enough. I was very young in my spirit.
所以那个时候，我用很多人的力气，用我的热心，用我的这个冲劲儿哈，我要来为主。
At that time, I used up all my own strength and my zealous and compassion to serve the Lord.
在这边久长时间长一点的弟兄都，因为在这边久一点的弟兄聚会久一点的弟兄都知道，我其实分享过一些片段，就是我在那段时间的一些学习、一些挣扎、一些失败。
Maybe some of the brothers and sisters here already knew my failure, my other experience, self struggling.
我曾经经历非常大的失败。
I once experienced a great failure.
啊，我曾经真是就是在主面前打退堂鼓 ，I shrink， 我就想 give up.
One time I really want to shrink back and give up.
现在回想起来，我知道呢，那个时候在主面前呢，一直有一位啊，在主面前的一位老仆人、老姊妹，一直为我带祷。
And then I realized that there was a one elderly brothers, the servant of God, continually was interceding for me.
有些时候在我最可以说感觉最糟糕的时候最黑暗最 depressed 就可以接到他从外地打过来一通电话
every time I experience my low condition and then I receive the call from him
from her 都他是外地他不是在我们那边聚会的所以我们其实好多年才见一次面那样的一位姊妹
so she's in other places and then we don't get to see each other very often
他就是想问我你高弟兄好不好啊
she was just greeting me and then ask how are you brother Gao
然后呢我当然就有了机会就吐苦水了
I had this opportunity to pour out all my complaints
然后呢他也姊妹也不跟我讲什么道理，也没有给我有什么很高言大志的劝勉。
So the sister did not give me like a doctrine or like the high encouragement.
其实很多呢，他反而是替我拿去我那些重担。哦，这个事情其实不该你操心的啊，这其实不应该是你的责任，不该是你的责任。
Oftentimes, she helped me to remove some of my burdens, and she said, "Maybe this is not your responsibility."
然后那个时候呢，我也说，哎呀，我能不能干这个？我能不能这样走？我能不能那样做
？I also asked her, "Can I do this? Can I do that? Can I work on this way?"
姊妹那个时候对我有很多这种交通啊帮助。她说，教会啊，不是靠工作。不是教会，不是靠工作能够被建立起来的。
And then the sister shared with me that helped me a lot, and she told me that the church was not built up through many works of men.
后来我才慢慢明白，教会是靠生命啊，是靠惨难之苦。
And later I gradually realized that the church was built up through the life and also the pain of a childbirth.
不是靠着我们的那个热心啊，去推动很多的事工啊，然后去做这做那，能够被建立起来。
It's not based on our zeal and our work.
那个时候我其实根本嘛，所以那个时候有时候我还说，请你为我祷告啊。
And then at that time I didn't know, and then I asked the sister to pray for me.
她说当然了。
And she said, of course.
现在因为我明白一点
And now I know a little.
所以我现在回过头去看，我知道其实姊妹一直在主面前替我代祷。
So now as I was looking back, I realized that the sister has been fiercely interceding for me.
所以这是为什么她可以知道 在我最需要的时候给我打一通电话。
And that's why at the time of need, and she gave me a call.
我记得印象很深刻，她有时候那个告别的时候就结束，就说一句话。
And then every time we were about to the end of the conversation, and she always a word.
她说你只要为主站住就好了 ，just stand still.
As long as you stand still for Lord.
啊，你就是 stand still， 你不需要做什么事情，你就是 stand still.
You don't have to do anything. You just stand still.
因为那个时候，有些时候我就是说，我想做，我要做成了，我就很高兴；做不成，我就很沮丧，我就完全想 quit， 想 withdraw。
At that time, I was zealous. I wanted to do something for Lord. If I cannot do anything, I want to shrink back.
现在回过头去看，我知道，感谢主，是一位姊妹在背后默默地为我带祷。
And then thank God that now as I was looking back, I know this sister was urgently praying for me.
我大概已经有四五年没有再接到这位姊妹的电话，这位老师母的电话。
Perhaps it's been 4 years since last time I received her call.
好，神后来把其他的负担加给姊妹，姊妹在其他的服事上还在一直在辛劳的服事，很大的年龄还是在辛劳的服事。
So even though the sister is elderly sister and senior sister, and she receive other many burdens and continue serving the Lord.
我也没有再问，但是我知道姊妹在主面前为我的代祷。他已经带领我度过了那个 crisis， 已经带我度过了那个难关。
So the intercession of this sister, we know that they already helped me to pass the most critical time.
所以今天神在我们的中间，尤其是在教会处在这种转型期的时候。
So today, among us, and when the church is experiencing the transitioning period.
神今天最需要，神今天在地上寻找最需要的一个服事。是那个惨难之苦的代祷。
So the service the Lord is looking for the most is the intercession of the travail.
我们再稍微从圣经里边来看一下。
So take a look at this through the Bible.
刚才我提到的啊，敦刻尔克的这个大撤退的这个神迹啊，还有我自己所经历到的这个，好像都是人的。我提到 Race House 的见证，好像都是出于人的经历。
So what I shared about the miracle of delivering Dunkirk and also my own experiences seems like all the men's experiences.
但是如果你读圣经的话，
If you read the Bible,
啊，你可以说从头到末了，凡是神所真正使用的神的仆人们，都是代祷的勇士。
So from the beginning to the end of the Bible, you see that the servants that God truly used is they're all the warrior of the intercession.
刚才我们读到阿摩斯书跟我们说，神呐、啊，他自己有一个定义啊，他如果不把他所要做的事情启示他的众仆人，启示他的仆人众先知呢，他就一无所行。
And then from Amos we just read, we know that the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his servant counsels to his servants, the prophets.
换一句话说呢，神的旨意在地上若要实现的话呢，是跟我们的代祷，跟我们是不是在神面前有照着他的旨意的代祷呢，发生极大的关系。
You know, and it's the fulfillment of God's will on earth. It depends on man's intent.
好，我们都知道神有绝对的能力。
We know that God is powerful and sovereign.
他可以完完全全不用我们，他可以独自的行其事。
He can actually act alone.
但是呢，那不是他的选择。
But this is not his choice.
好，借着他的恩典，借着他向着我们的大爱。
According to his grace and then the great love.
他向着他所造的人，他所拯救的人的那个大爱。
It's the great love that he want to save the man.
而且呢，也是他的百般的智慧。
It's the manifold wisdom.
神选择了啊一件事情呢，就是他选择呢要来靠着人的代祷来成就他在地上的旨意。
He chose to rely on the intercession of man to accomplish his eternal purpose on earth.
换句话说，地上如果没有一批代祷的人，地上如果没有一个人照着神的旨意来代祷的话呢，神就不做事情。
So in other words, if God found no one interceding, then God cannot do anything.
好，这就是为什么当教或者神的国、神的见证上经历一些危机的时候，经历一些转型的时候，那个国度的那个时代的转变的时候，那么这个代祷的执事、代祷的服事呢，就非常非常的重要。
So this is the intercession, the service of intercession, especially important in the times of crisis, the epic change or transition.
好，我们可以在亚伯拉罕的身上，我们可以在摩西的身上，我们可以在撒母耳的身上，我们可以在但以理的身上。好，到了新约，我们也可以从保罗的身上看见非常清楚的他们在神面前这个代祷的指示。
So we can see the ministry of intercession clearly through Abraham, Moses, Samuel, Daniel, and then the Paul in New Testament.
好，我们简单的来看一下，我们可以翻到创世纪十八章。
Let's open Bible to Genesis 8, chapter 18.
我今天不会把所有这些都跟大家讲到，大家可以自己去查哈。我们一处哈，创世纪十八章，我们读十七节到十九节。
This is 18:17-19.
这是亚伯拉罕的故事。
This is the story of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕啊，当神向他启示他要生以撒以后呢，在这边呢又发生了另外一件事情。
So when the Lord revealed Abraham that he will give a birth to Isaac, and there's another thing happened.
十七节，耶和华说：“我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。”
17. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed."
他要做什么事呢？
What the Lord is trying to do?
神要审判索多玛和俄摩拉。
Lord want judge the Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是呢，我们都知道，神要想审判，他就可以随意做万事。他在天上，他不用下来的。
Lord want to send a judgment, and he doesn't need to come down from the heaven.
好，他不必啊自己亲自到地上来，而且还要亲自到那个城里边去查看一下。
There's no need for God to come down from heaven and then himself go into the city and then search.
你觉得对不对？
Isn't that so?
好，但是呢，这边非常奇妙的一件事情。
Amazingly,
神自己亲自啊向亚伯拉罕显现。
Lord reveal himself.To Abraham.
我们知道这三位，其中一位就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Among three people, there's one of them is our Lord Jesus.
然后呢，就是那两位天使。
And the other two are angels.
我们知道，我今天没有时间仔细读，大家往后看就知道呢。接下来发生的一件事情呢，就是亚伯拉罕开始在神面前迫切的为索多玛和摩拉来代祷。
So later we know from the Bible that Abraham start interceding urgently for Sodom and Gomorrah.
好，你要看那个过程，你会发现这个跟亚伯拉罕以前的那些祷告完全不一样。
So if you read the Bible, you realize that this intercession is slightly different from Abraham.
好，他在神面前就是一个来回，从五十个人到四十五个人，到四十个人，到三十个人，到二十个人，到十个人，这样一直跟神在那边讨价，你可以说是 quote unquote 讨价还价。
So his intercession for Sodom and Gomorrah is a back and forth with God, and then he quote to quote until he asked God to save a lot.
对，所以那个时候啊，因着亚伯拉罕的在神面前的代祷，最后神呢把罗德的一家，其实也没有，最后还是不是完全，就是把罗德和他的两个女儿呢。能够拯救出来。
Because of the intercession of Abraham, that the Lord was able to save the Lot and the most of his family members were saved by Lord.
好，我们在这边看见呢，这个代祷的这个力量。
And then we see the power of intercession.
好，你甚至可以这样讲。
You can also say this.
是圣灵啊，为着不让一个灵魂失丧，而在神面前。在父面前有那样的一个迫切祷。
You can also say that actually it is the Holy Spirit interceding for one soul for the soul that he does not want lost.
圣灵在那个时候呢，在地上找到了一个合用的器皿，就是亚伯拉罕。
And then at that time, the Holy Spirit was able to find one useful vessel, which is Abraham.
所以圣灵可以借着亚伯拉罕，从他的里头。把这样的一个生产之苦的祷告在父的面前。
So the Holy Spirit was able to pray through the intercession of Abraham, to the Heavenly Father.
所以神的旨意在地上就得以成就。
So the will of God can be accomplished on earth.
一方面，神审判了罪恶。
So on one hand, God judged the sin.
另外，神就拯救了 那在心里边啊为罪恶而伤痛的义人罗德。
On the other hand, a Lord is also saved the Lot.
所以我们在这里要说呢，其实并不是因为亚伯拉罕是多好的一个人。
So it's not saying that the how great good man that Abraham was.
他的心肠有多么的软，他的心肠有多么的好。
His heart was nice.
我们可以说呢，这个怜悯和恩典和拯救慈悲的心呢，其实就是从神的宝座上流下来的，是圣灵把那个代祷的负担放在亚伯罕的里头，而且圣灵推动他带领他，可以跟父神之间有那样的一个迫切恳求的代祷。
Actually, it's the Holy Spirit that placed all these burdens of intercession into the hearts of the Abraham.
啊，这是一个例子。
This is one example.
啊，我们就不再提摩西了。大家知道摩西怎样子为着这个失败、半金牛犊的这些以色列人，在神面前迫切恳求的代祷。
This is just one example. Also Moses. Moses also intercede for Israelites.
啊，他甚至说呢，神啊，你若愿意，可以把我的名字从生命书上。把它涂抹掉，然后呢，求你怜悯你所拯救的这些百姓。
Lord, if you're willing, may you have a mercy on this on Israel, and that you can remove my name from the book of life.
好，我们知道撒母耳也是这样的一个代祷。
So the Samuel is the same intercession.
好，神借着他的代祷，最后引进了大卫王。
So through his intercession, the King David was brought in.
所以当他膏抹大卫以后啊，做王了以后呢，他基本上什么事情都不做。
After Samuel anointed the King David, and it seems like he did not do anything.
他一直在背后为哈、啊、为神的国度、为大卫王来代祷。
He was actually interceding in the back for the kingdom of God and also the King David.
我相信呢，因着撒母耳的那样的一个代祷，所以大卫才能够那样子有力量啊，为神做荣耀的见证，然后躲避扫罗王的追杀，而且呢爱惜扫罗王，不伸手去害他，最后呢。能够在神面前有一个得胜的见证。
So I truly believe it's because of the intercession of the Samuel, King David was able to stand before God and then did not stress his hand to hurt King Saul.
好，但以理到了但以理书第九章那边给我们看见。
And then in chapter 9.
对，当他从先知耶利米书上读到神所定耶路撒冷被掳只要七十年就结束了。
So we know from the book of Jeremiah, and the after 70 years of exile, the people of Israel will be returned back to Jerusalem.
对，那是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
但是呢，神没办法做这件事情，除非有一个人开始为这件事情来代祷。
But God cannot act alone unless He can find somebody who is interceding for this.
感谢主，他找到了一个器皿，叫做但以理。
Thank Lord, He was able to find a vessel whose name is Daniel.
但以理就开始为着犹太人的回归耶路撒冷，开始迫切的代祷。
And then Daniel started interceding for the return of exile from Babylon.
因为他也知道这个以色列人回归耶路撒冷是为着迎接弥赛亚基督的来到。
Because he knew the purpose of the return of the exile is for the Israelite people to receive to welcome the Messiah.
所以神在那真是何等的高兴。
And then the God was so pleased.
所以当但以理一开始祷告，神的宝座上命令就发出了。
So as soon as Daniel started interceding.
然后
什么
？Yeah, the command.
The command of the Lord sent from the heavenly throne.
然后呢，神就打发那加百列到他来到但以理这边来，就给他启示，好关于耶稣基督的来到。
And then the God revealed to Daniel about the coming of the Jesus.
然后到了第十章呢，我们看见哈但以理如何的接受神的负担，有那个生产之苦的那个代祷。
In Daniel chapter 11, we see. Chapter 10, we see that how Daniel received this burden and then start having an intercession of travail.
啊，他有三个礼拜的时间，二十一天的那个时间，禁食祷告，痛苦的不得了，那个 agony, 那个代祷。
And then for almost 21 days, 3 weeks, he started his intercession, the agony and unbearable pain.
啊，因为他在地上代祷的时候呢，天上就有那个属灵的征战。
Because as he was interceding on earth, there was a spiritual battle on heaven.
这个 对这个魔君呢，就是仇敌啊，在占据空中的那个魔鬼呢，就抵挡神的旨意，就跟弥迦勒啊，就有这个征战，阻挡弥迦勒。
So the devil started the spiritual battle to against the God.
所以到最后呢，感谢主，但以理的弹道带到得胜。
So thank Lord that the intercession of the Daniel was victorious.
啊，到了新约时代，我们看保罗，使徒保罗也是一位带道的勇士。
In the time of New Testament, the Paul is also a warrior of intercession.
你知道神为什么在他服事的最高峰的时候，在他传道最有果效的时候，把他关到监狱里头去呢？
So how come God put Paul into a Roman prison while he of his servant ministry.
对，然后呢，因为在那个时候呢，谁他在代祷的这个上面呢，来尽更大的功用。
Because he want God wanted to use Paul regarding the matter of intercession to work furthermore.
所以我们看见啊，神啊，借着保罗呢，在监狱里头呢，反而能够把更多的启示，关于教会，关于基督，啊，这个楚天国度的启示呢，借着保罗呢，来给教会。
So that's why in Roman prison, Paul was able to receive many revelations and then gave all the these revelations to churches on earth throughout the world.
你要读那些保罗书信呢，你会发现，当保罗弟兄啊，在那边说到。我为你们流泪祷告，我在神面前，我在父面前屈膝，我每次想到你们就祷告，这个绝对不是泛泛的祷告，这个绝对不是只是一种啊，就是那种很一般性的祷告。
So as you read Roman chapter
prison letters
you can tell that the how Paul suffered great pain from the intercession。
好，我们感谢主哈，借着保罗的这样的代祷呢。所以在第一世纪的中期那段时间呢，在各处的那些教会啊，是那样子的，在主面前得以被建立，可以领受神那么大的启示。
So thank Lord through the intercession of Paul in the middle of the first century, and the churches throughout the world can receive so many revelation and had a great revival.
当后来保罗被主接走了以后呢，我们就看见教会的属灵光景呢就开始走下坡路。
After Paul was taken away by Lord, and then the spiritual condition was going down.
所以今天呢，神在我们中间所被迫切需要得着的呢。也是那个代祷者的服事。
So the Lord truly want to gain among us is the service of intercession.
我们再读几处的圣经，我们可以翻开到路加福音十八章。
Let's also read a few more scriptures. It's the Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章，主耶稣在这边特别用一个比喻呢，来鼓励我们祷告的时候呢，不可灰心，要常常的祷告。
Here, Lord Jesus especially used an analogy to let us not lose our heart and fiercely intercede.
第八节
verse 8.
好，特别是第八节的后半段。
It's the latter part.
然后主耶稣鼓励完了我们祷告了以后，他下面又说了一句话，说：“然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？”
When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
刚才我提到代祷从开始到末了必须是一个信心的祷告。
So we know that the intercession must be beginning in faith and ending in a victory of faith.
所以呢，好，我们这边看得见呢，主耶稣他说他来的时候，这件事上有那个信心的人吗？
So here we see that when the Son of Man comes, will he really find a face on the earth?
这表示什么意思呢？
What this means?
这表示说，真正的那个代祷的人呐、啊，在地上是非常非常困难，不容易找到。
It's very hard to find the true intercessors on earth.
我们看以赛亚书五十九章。
If we see
Isaiah
59.
第十六节
Isaiah 59:16
他见无人拯救无人代求甚为诧异 就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
And he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor, and his arm brought him salvation and righteousness. It sustained him.
所以我们要知道，弟兄姊妹，今天我们在教会的服事里边，我们要知道什么是神最大的需要。
Here, brothers and sisters, we know that now in today's service at church, we need to know what is the great needs of God.
今天神最大的一个需要是神在到处的寻找，遍查全地，要寻找一位他可以使用，像他使用但以理，使用撒母耳，使用摩西那样子来为耶路撒冷祷告的那个代祷者。
So, the great need of God is he's trying to looking for the intercessor, just like Daniel and Moses and many more.
好，如果我们今天主开了我们的眼睛，我们看见了这个需要。
If a Lord open our eyes and we truly see this need.
我们听见了这神呼召。
If we hear the calling of God.
好，愿神来激励我们呢，能够回应他的这个呼召。
May God encourage that we may able to respond to His calling.
愿我们里边有一个愿望说，主啊，我愿意靠着你的恩典，答应你的呼召，能够成为一个代祷者。
So may we all have this willingness that we may say that, Lord, I'm willing to receive this calling and respond to your calling and become an intercessor.
好，这是第一个条件，我们必须要看见了，听见了。而要回应神的呼召。
So, this is the first principle. We need to be able to hear and see and respond to His calling.
你要是没有看见，没有听见，那就没有办法。
If you are not able to hear and see, and there's no way.
你知道神呼召人呐，他有时候他会主动来让我们听见一些他的一些需要。
So sometimes a Lord will purposely want us to hear His needs.
你记得以赛亚，他就是听见神在那边说。谁能为我们去呢？我能够差遣谁呢
？So remember the Isaiah here that here Lord say that who can go for me and whom I can send.
所以就说神啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
And he immediately say, Here I am, Lord, please send me.
啊，他其实都不知道他都不知道下面要受的苦是什么，他就凭着感动，他就爱主的心，他就说神啊，我在这里，求你差遣我。
He even didn't realize how much pain he would be suffering, and he would just say, "Lord, here I am."
是一个不计代价来跟随主的人。
He did not count the price to follow the Lord.
今天呢，神也是要这样子来寻找，来这样子来呼召愿意做一个代祷者的人。
Likely today, God is still looking for and also called the same group of intercessors.
好，成为一个代祷者的第二个点呢，就是呢，我们要知道呢，就是我们必须要成为一个属灵上长大成熟的人。
Secondly, we need to become a spiritually matured person.
我相信这一点是显而易见。
So this is very obvious.
啊，没小孩子可以生小孩子，对不对？
Child can bear another child.
好，没有小孩子可以怀孕，可以生产。
Child can bear another child and then give a birth to another child.
所以必须是长大成熟的人，才可以在神面前接受那个负担，接受圣灵的那个负担，就像怀孕一样，然后才可以在神面前有那个伸展之骨的祷告。
So it has to be a spiritually matured person who is able to receive this burden and have the intercession with travailing.
怎么样子能够长大成熟呢？
How we can be grow spiritually mature.
如果我要是今天讲这个题目的话，大家都要睡觉。
So if I share this topic, many people will fall asleep.
但是我相信弟兄姊妹听过不少这方面的信息。
I believe brothers and sisters have heard this many, many times.
所以我们知道怎么样子，我们应该怎么样子才能够长大成人，才能够成长。
So we already know how we can grow up spiritually.
好，我今天只是想。好，给弟兄姊妹一个感觉，就是你里边要有一个紧迫感，要有一个催促。
So today, I want to remind us need to have this sense of urgency.
你知道我们今天所面临的这个世代，这个时代。
You know the times we are today.
其实是要一点都不比那个二次世界大战的时候那个危机要轻要小。
So it's also the same critical as the World War II.
在神的国度、神的见证、在教会的成长的这个神永远的这个心意里头，我们今天所面临的这个属灵的征战呢，那个剧烈的程度呢，一点不亚于第二次世界大战的那个光景。
We also same the same spiritual warfare in the World War II.
如果主开我们的眼睛。
If Lord open our eyes.
如果主真的让我们看见什么是教会。
If Lord enable us to truly see what is church.
让我们看见什么是教会的见证。
What is the testimony of church?
好，什么是教会的见证？它跟神的永远的旨意、跟耶稣基督的再来发生什么样的一种关系
？So what's the relationship with the eternal will of God and also the coming of the Christ?
如果神真的是让我们看见，给我们看见一点点的那个真景的话
，If God enable us to see just a little bit of a true condition,
我相信我们的那个感觉会不一样。
So I believe our feeling will be different.
我们对教会的认识会不一样。
The knowledge of church will be different.
你知道那个神的旨意啊，在很多的时候，在历史上，包括在我们今天呢，有些时候就好像是千钧一发一样。
So the church condition sometime in the history of church is a very critical.
It's like hanging on one thread.
Okay, hanging off on.
所以你知道，如果神没有找到但以理
，So what if Lord was not able to find Daniel?
如果神没有得到但以理的那个带导
，So what if the Lord did not receive the intercession of Daniel?
七十年满了。
In the fullness of 70 years,
以色列人怎么样才能够回归耶路撒冷
？And then how the Israelites was able to return back to?
如果犹太人不回归耶路撒冷，圣殿怎么被恢复？圣城怎么被建立
？So if the people of Israel was not able to return back to Jerusalem, how the holy temple would be built up, and how the testimony would be?
如果耶路撒冷不被重建，如果圣殿不被恢复，基督怎么样降生在伯利恒？
If the city of Jerusalem was not restored and the holy temple was not built up, and how did Christ will be returned?
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们不要小瞧我们在教会的那个服事。
Let's don't despise our service at church.
我们今天不要小瞧教会。
Let's don't despise church.
我们一定要知道我们在这里聚集的目的是什么。
We need to know the purpose of our gathering.
好，我们不是只是传福音救人就够了。
It's not enough for us to just preach the gospel and save people.
教会的生命要成长。
The life need to be grown.
教会的见证要恢复。
The testimony need to be restored.
这个圣殿要，这个圣城要恢复，就是教会的见证要恢复。
The restoration of the holy temple means that the testimony of the church need to be restored.
这个圣殿被恢复，就是主的同在要被恢复在教会里头。
So the restoration of the holy temple means that the presence of the Lord need to be recovered.
这关系到我们主耶稣基督第二次再来的事情。
It's concerning the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
主的心腹如果没有装扮整齐的话，主耶稣怎么样来呢
？So if the bride is not fully prepared, how Lord is able to come back?
所以愿我们能够看见紧迫感。
So may we all see this urge.
好，因着这个紧迫感，我们愿意跟主说：“我愿意答应你的呼召，我愿意把我自己摆在你的手中，让你来制作，使我成为一个代祷者。”
So because of this sense of urgency, we may respond to His calling and say, "Lord, I'm willing to become the intercessor and become the vessel of intercessor." And then, yeah.
这件事情跟你我有切身的利益的关系。
This has a very close relationship with you and me.
虽然有些时候表面看起来好像没有直接的关系。
It seems like outwardly it has no direct relationship.
好像跟我们面临每天生活的压力啊，我们的个人的身体、家庭啊等等的需要没有直接的关系。
It seems like there's no relationship directly direct relationship with our daily life and our own needs.
甚至有些时候好像跟教会的一些具体的一些服事、一些需要、一些活动。好像也没有直接那种关系。
And sometimes even it does not have a it's not directly related to the services and active church.
但是愿主开我们的眼睛。
And may Lord open our eyes.
愿我们能够看见神的旨意、神的需要。今天在教会到底是什么
？May we truly see what God's needs and wants at church today.
愿意我们愿意把自己摆上，能够照着神的旨意，为着神的旨意。借着圣灵能够有这样的一个代祷的服事。
So may we all offer ourselves to become an intercessor for the will of God.
怎么样子能够成为一个代祷者
？How we are able to become intercessors?
我们要听见，我们要回应，我们要接受神开始来对我们的训练和装备。
So we need to be able first to hear and respond to his calling, and then we need to go through trainings.
你知道这个代祷这件事情啊，不是简简单单的一个祷告，所以它是一个非常非常严格的啊一个服事，需要经过严格的训练。
So the intercession is not a simple prayer, and need to go through a very a series of trainings.
好，我们要知道我们自己所呼召来做战士，在他的国度里边做战士，做征战的勇士。
So we know that we are on called to become the warrior and the soldier in God's army.
啊，我们就作为一个战士，作为一个士兵啊，我们就必须要经过这个啊训练营，这个 boot camp， 我们必须要经过严格的训练。
So even as a soldier, we also need to go through a vigorous training in boot camp.
啊，如果我们没有经过训练呢，我们一上战场啊，一拿武器都不会用，一打仗就失败。
So we definitely will be defeated without any trainings.
我感谢主啊，他最近，大概就是最近这几个月呢，一直是对我有这样的一个呼召。
Thank Lord that the Lord placed this calling in my heart lately.
靠着主的恩典呢，我也开始对主有一个回应。
By God's grace, I'm able to respond to His calling.
我跟主说，主，我愿意接受你的训练，我愿意在你的手中被你来制作，成为一个代祷者。
So I say to the Lord that I'm willing to be trained by you to become a useful vessel in your hands.
神非常的信实。
God is so faithful.
神马上就开始来训练。
And God immediately start training.
神在我身上训练有两个方面。
There are two aspects in God's training.
你知道很有意思哦。第一个方面呢是外面的训练，开始 physically 来开始让我有这个操练。
So the first training is outward training, is physically.
我们中间有多少人经常的 routinely 你会做体育锻炼？
How many among you have routinely exercise?
特别是我问年纪稍微大一点的，三四岁以上的，四十岁。
Especially for the people who are above 30 years old.
你知道我自己以前年轻的时候很喜欢运动。
When I was young, I like exercise.
真的去 work out 非常的多。
I work out so much.
但是结婚了以后，有了孩子以后，就完全的没有。
Then there was none after I got married and have a children.
近啊，然后神就借着各种各样的环境，有时候也借着家里边，借着姊妹，借着太太呢，推要去开始重新开始锻炼。
Lately, through many circumstances and through my sisters, and they urge me to exercise.
啊，在我们的在我工作那个地方呢，他们也有这种 fitness program.
And then at my workplace, there is a fitness program.
中午吃饭的时候，三十分钟。那是强度非常大的那种三十分钟的叫做 cross training 那种非常大的强度的训练。
During lunch hours, there were 30 minutes intense training crossover.
我后来就开始参加了。
I participated.
哎呦，那个强度那个大那个累哦。
It was so intense and tired.
要照我以前的话，我不会坚持下来的。
So if I, according to my previous condition, I was not able to hold on.
但是这一次我知道，神要借着这个事情来。从外面也要来训练我如何的做一个他手中能够用的一个器皿。
And this time I knew this is a God's training through through this fitness program.
所以我坦白的讲，其实我的子太太两三年前就开始催促我去做这种 fitness 的这种锻炼。
And then frankly, two years ago, my sister already urged me to go to this fitness program.
但是呢，每一次我去 gym 都是要她催促啊，连拉带拽啊，我才能够去。
Every time I go to a fitness, I was urged by sister, dragged by her.
这次不一样。
But this time is different.
这次我知道主在严格的训练我。
This time I knew that this is God's training for me.
所以当尤其我记得我第一次去参加那个 cross training 的时候，第二天，哎呀，我累得简直是不行，腰酸腿疼，什么都是，累得一塌糊涂的时候，我里边很清楚，神让我开始重新走路，重新训练。
So I still remember that the second day of this fitness program, I was tired to death. But I hear in my heart, I knew that this is a God's training, and He wanted me to start a new life.
To go through the vigorous training.
Vigorous training.
所以我现在在对这件事情不敢轻易啊，不敢当做平常的事情来对待。
I did not regard this training as like the regular training.
因为外面的这个 training 啊。可以提醒我，时常的提醒我，我需要在主面前有里边的训练。
Because outwardly training often remind me that I need an inward training.
什么是里面的训练呢
？What is the inner training？
我们刚才提到代祷的最重要的一个开始呢，就是你要能够听见圣灵在你的里头的那个 groaning， 那个代祷，因为他能够把神的旨意告诉你。
The important starting point of intercession is for us to be able to hear the groaning of the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么样子能够听见圣灵那微小的声音，代祷的声音
？And how we are able to hear the small voice of the Holy Spirit?
我们要学习操练我们的良心。
We need to exercise our conscience.
我们必须在神面前要操练，靠着主的恩典和宝血，每天能够活在一个无愧的良心的里头。
So we need to exercise that by His grace and precious blood of Christ, we need to conceive in a clean conscience.
只有在我们一个有一个无愧的良心的时候，从那个无伪的信心里边呢，产生出爱的服事，也就是愿意能够接受代祷的服事。
So, if we conceive in a clean conscience, we are able to have the love and then also bear the burden of intercession.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要开始敏感，对我们良心里边的感觉要开始有敏感。
So we need to have this sense of conscience.
好，我们里边如果对弟兄姊妹啊，对教会、对事工，我们仍然存着一些好叽叽嘎嘎的一些东西啊，有苦毒、有抱怨、有批评、有论断的灵的时候。我们的良心绝对不会干净的。
If we still have the same complaints and judge regarding our service, and then we have a mixture in our conscience.
那样的话，我们没有办法在神面前代祷的时候，能够明白什么是神的旨意，
and,
能够照着神的旨意来代祷。
And that way, as we were interceding before God, we are not able to understand the will of God.
所以最近神其实开始在我身上做的里边的训练，就是来对付我的良心。
So the training that God gave me is for me to deal with my conscience.
但是这个就有点太个人了。
This is very personal.
我就做一个小小的一个见证。
I gave a very small testimony.
然后我就结束。
And I'll conclude my message.
你知道我女儿呢？她因为每个礼拜呢，她要去做，她要去到一个小学去做 volunteer。
My daughter goes to a elementary school as a volunteer every week.
她在读大学。那么这个学期呢，那个她那个时刻提早了很多，就很早就去。
And then he's in college actually. Yeah, but this semester, starting this semester, she need to go to elementary school very early.
平常呢，她是到我上班的地方开了我的车开到学校，她就自己开去开回，都不需要我操心的。
So normally she would just go to my workplace and drive my car and go back and forth from the elementary school.
那这个学期因为走得比较早呢，所以我必须要上班的时候呢，要先开到她的宿舍，把她接上，然后她再把我drop off工作，然后她就去。
Since this semester she need to go on, so I had to drive to her dorm and pick her up and drop her off at her school, and I go to work.
所以我们约好了，就是每天那个时刻，然后我就在她的宿舍底下等她，她下来我们就走。
So we set up a time, and then every day around that time, I just wait by her dorm, and then she just come down, and we go together.
因为对我来讲也很关键，因为如果我再晚的话呢，也会耽误我上班的时间。
So if I'm late, then it's also not very good.
那基本上都没什么大问题，但是呢，有一次呢，因为我太太她需要先到上班的地方，所以我就去得很早。
For most of the time, it works well. But one time, my wife need to go to her work early.
因为我们是 carpool 了，所以为什么我要先到那个地方？所以我大概提前了十分钟到我女儿那个地方。
Since I'm carpooling with I carpool with my sister, so I need to go to my daughter's dorm 10 minutes early.
所以我就给她 text， 我说我到了，你能不能下来
？I was sending her text and tell her that I'm already here. Can you come down？
我以为可以，但她说还有十分钟，你再等十分钟，再到我们预定的时间。
There's still tense. Let please wait for me for 10 more minutes.
那我后来也领教，我女儿真的是一个很严格、很守时的孩子。
My daughter is very strict and very strict on time.
所以呢，当时就等到那个时间，她才按时下来。
And she comes down at the exact time.
然后一个礼拜以前呢，下大雨哈，这边也下，我们那边也下大雨。
A week ago, there was a pouring.
下大雨，大家都 traffic 就很慢。
So there was a big traffic jam.
所以我就晚了五分钟到。
I was about 5 minutes late.
然后他呢就在外边等了五分钟。
And he was waiting for five more minutes.
那我也跟他道歉。
I apologize.
就没什么问题了。
And there was no problem, right?
后来到了上个礼拜。
And then last week.
有一天呢，我其实又提前了五分钟到。
I came five minutes earlier.
我想呢，我们又有早到的时候，又有晚到的时候，然后我也 text 过。我想今天呢，他一定会到了那个准时，他就会下来，所以我就什么话都没有说。
So even though I came early, I arrived early, I didn't say a word or send a text. I was expecting my daughter to come down on time.
哎，结果到了那个点，她没下来。
But she did not come down on time.
所以我以为呢，她过一会儿马上就会下来。
And I thought that she will come sooner or later.
所以我也没有再 text 她。
So I did not send any text.
一直到最后过了五分钟，她还没下来，我就开始着急了。
Five minutes past the hour, and she still has not come down.
然后我就赶紧给她 text.
So I texting her.
I'm here. 然后她也不回音，往平常呢，她听到我接到我的 text， 她就说 coming， 但今天就没有。
But for some reason she did not respond or answer my text message. And normally she just said I'm coming.
所以我又开始给她打电话，她又不接。
And I start calling her, and she did not receive my call.
然后我就看见她拿着电话，咚咚咚就走过来。
And I saw her walking with her cell phone towards me.
然后什么话都不说，打开车门就进来。
And she did not say a word, open the door, come in.
你知道我里边就有点不高兴。
And I was not very.
然后我就说。哎，你为什么来这么晚啊？
How come you shown up so late?
为什么不准时下来啊？
How come you did not come down on time?
他说，你没有给我讲你到了呀。
Because you didn't tell me that you already here.
其实我这样讲都已经够 nice 了。
I was trying to be nice to her.
其实当时我们俩的那个 exchange 心情都不是那么好。
We did not have a good emotion at that time, both of us.
所以我里边一方面也着急，然后我里边就有点生气。我说怎么是这样子的孩子
？And then I had this anger.
明明是你错了嘛。
It's clearly it's your fault.
还不愿意接受矫正，连个 sorry 都不会说。
And you did not admit, and you even didn't say a sorry.
他就是拒绝说他错。
She just reject to say sorry.
所以。从他的宿舍到我的工作那地方大概就五分钟的路，但是呢，在车上呢，我们俩就是这样子的 exchange。
So we've been arguing.
Yeah, kind of arguing. 对。
Yeah, kind of arguing.
我就是想让他看的错。
I try to see this is her fault.
但他就拒绝认错。
But she reject to admit.
然后呢，他最后临走的时候，他跟我说一句，他说是因为你一开始就控告我。
So it's at the moment that she before she left, and she said that.It's all because of
you
accuse me at the beginning.
然后我好生气啊！我把车门一甩，我什么话都不说，我就走了。
I was very angry. I just slammed the door and then left.
我跟我女儿很少发生冲突。
I rarely have this argument with my daughter.
如果你要了解，你就知道这是非常 unusual. 所以我里面气得不得了。
So this is very unusual that we have this argument. But I was very angry.
我到我的办公室，我一直就是气得发抖。
So I even trembling in my office.
我说我一定要好好教训你一下。
I want to give you a lesson.
我这一次我一定要让你
teach you a lesson.
看见你自己的问题。
This time I will definitely let you to see this is your problem.
跟主祷告，我说主啊，求你原谅我，我对他太 spoil。
So I even prayed to the Lord, forgive me that I spoil my daughter so much.
我说我今天收到这个苦果子了。
And I received this bitter fruit.
因为我 go out of my way to help her.
I went out of my way to help her.
然后把她照顾得无微不至，结果她这么不领情。
I care her so much in all aspects, and she even did not appreciate.
我在主面前越想越生气。
So I was getting more angry.
然后我马上要准备写一个 email 给她。
I was about to write an email to my daughter.
我说下一个礼拜开始你自己来取车吧。
So starting next week, you just go and pick up your own car. Pick up your car.
然后里边就很不平。
And I did not have a peace.
也没办法上班工作。
I couldn't concentrate on my work.
就是生气啊，生气。
I was angry.
但是呢，我当时一想，哎，但是里边还是有一种感动，就是说先不要急，不要急。
But there's another A move or move, right? Yeah,
yeah, 一种感觉，一种感动。
It's a sense that I should not be angry.
因为我也犯过不少的错误，每次我越着急说出的话，最后都要去删。
So I also I made so many mistakes. Every time I was pouring out my anger, and then the words need to be returned.
我记得以前不止一次，我有时候跟他说着急的话，回头我要去跟他道歉。
So not only once, if I say a word in anger, and then I also need to say apology.
So, yeah, 这次呢，里边的感觉就是等等，先不要写，不要写。我说 OK， 等等。
But here I felt inwardly like that I need to wait.
我非常感谢主，我没有写那个 email。
Thank Lord that I did not write this email。
啊，等我里边慢慢平静下来了以后呢，我突然就意识到，就是幸亏我没有写这个 email。
So after I become more peaceful, I realized that that's very good. I did not write this email.
然后我就为这件事情想为这件事情祷告。
So I pray for this thing, for this matter.
然后呢，我又想起来还要为好多其他的事情哈，尤其是为我们大学生啊，为青少年团契啊等等这些事情祷告。
As I was praying for this matter, I remember many other things. I pray for the college.
那我女儿就在团契里头。
My daughter is also in our.
我们每个礼拜我都要有两次的 Bible 见面的。
So we met twice a week for Bible study.
我就知道，如果我写了那个 email 的话，这个礼拜我跟他不会有交通的。
So if I wrote that email, and I would not have any fellowship with my daughter this week.
然后那个时候呢，我突然觉得我自己也不能祷告。
I feel like I couldn't pray at that moment.
你知道，当里边慢慢安静下来了以后，你想去祷告的时候啊，这个时候你里边突然有一种感觉呢，你不能祷告。
So as you become more peaceful and then you become quieter and you wanted to pray but you realize you couldn't pray.
好的，到了两个小时以后呢，我里边的感觉是说，哦，原来不仅仅是我没有发火这件事情哈，或者说我不应该去发火哈，这个是对的。
Two hours later, I realized that this is right. Not only that I was not angry.
我突然发现我的良心上有了亏欠，因着我早上跟我女儿的那个，我自己的良心上有了亏欠，在主面前有了亏欠。
亏欠。
Just bad conscience, guilty conscience.
I have this guilty in my conscience.
对。然后我发现有了这个 guilty conscience 的时候，你又没办法跟主祷告。
So if I have this guilty conscience, I was not able to pray before Lord.
第二天，我想到第二天晚上祷告会，我也是跟年轻人一起祷告，跟他们那个 group 一起祷告的。我当时我就意识到，主啊，我要是现在是去祷告会的话，我没办法跟他们一起祷告。
So the next day, I need to go to a prayer meeting. I feel like if I'm in this kind of condition, I was not able to pray with them.
很奇怪，我以前也有类似的事情，但是没有这么强烈的感觉。
I also have a similar thing, but this time it's a very strong feeling.
所以我清楚地意识到，主在这个地方，因着我愿意做一个代祷者，我愿意在祷告上、代祷上有服事。我需要听见主的声音，需要知道他的旨意的时候呢，那个良心需要特别的敏锐，良心呢需要被对付。
So at this time, God especially enabled me to see that if I'm willing to become the vessel of intercession, to clearly know the will of God, I need to deal first of all, deal with my conscience.
所以我就问主说：“ conscience. 主啊，我怎么办呢？我做啥呢
？”And then I ask Lord, what I do.
后来主就给我里边一个非常清楚的感觉，你就向他道歉。
So the Lord gave me a very clear guidance. You just need to say sorry.
道什么歉？
And what kind of an apology?
他因为我女儿撂下那么一句话，因为你先 accuse me.
Because I remember the words that my daughter told me. Because you accuse me at first place.
所以我说哦，是这么回事，我需要为我去控告他这件事情向他道歉。
I need to sorry.For being accusing,
right? 所以呢，后来就只好了，就拿起电话就给他 text， 就是我也跟他讲，我说 I sincerely apologize, ask for your forgiveness， 因为我先 accuse you. It's my fault.
I was texting my daughter and said I'm sincerely sorry. This is all my fault because I was accusing you.
那其实我以前跟我女儿道歉过很多次，所以我也知道，有时候她就是说，哎，就好像是一个形式一样，她也不当回事儿。
So because I apologize many times, my daughter would not care sometimes.
但是呢，很奇妙，当我这样道歉了以后，我自己良心就平安了。
But amazingly, after I apologize like that, my conscience it's peaceful.
然后我在神面前就可以祷告。
So I was able to pray before Lord.
然后我就不害怕第二天去祷告会了。
I did not dare to go to prayer meeting next day.
我也不害怕礼拜五的那个团契见到我女儿了。
I was not afraid of seeing my daughter on Friday fellowship.
然后她也没有回我的那个 text.
She did not respond to my texting.
她也没有说她是不是接受了我的道歉。
She also didn't mention that whether she received my apology or not.
她也没有说 I forgive you.
She didn't mention that I forgive you.
但是面前良心有了平安。
But I received this peace in my conscience.
那第二天呢？哎，接到一通电话。
And next day, I received a phone call.
那我女儿跟 Daddy， 我可以不可以做这个做那个
？And then my daughter said, Daddy, can I do this and that?
我说这件事情完全不需要我的许可嘛。
You don't have to consult with me.
但是我知道呢，那个是她的一个方式呢，来跟我和好。
And I knew in my heart, this is her way to have a peace with me.
所以。在祷告这件事上呢，我们需要操练的话呢，在代祷这件事上呢，我们需要操练我们的良心。
So in regard to this, the matter of intercession, we need to exercise our conscience.
啊，那是一个起步，那是一个起点。
This is the starting point.
啊，从那个开始呢，我们就能够开始学习来分辨什么是神的旨意，
and,
然后就照着那个负担来替神的旨意祷告。
And then we are able to discern the will of God, and then we are able to intercede according to the will of God.
我相信这样子，好，神就可以在我们中间有路可走。
So I believe the Lord has a way in us.
啊，无论教会前面的道路会怎么样曲折，那样子的啊，充满不确定。
Well, no matter how many difficulties and uncertainties on the path of a church,
Yeah, 如果我们能够这样彼此的认罪，彼此的代求的话呢？你会发现，就像雅各所说的那样子的，一人的代祷，啊，是大有功效。
So if we are able to confess our sin to each other and intercede for each other, and then it's like what Jacob said that the prayer of righteous men is powerful.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May Lord bless her own words.
我们一起低头祷告。
Bless his own words. Let's bow down and have words of prayer.
主，我们把这些话语再交回在你的手中。
Lord, we place all the words into your hands.
主啊，如果有些太深奥的东西，我们还求圣灵你自己亲自来对我们解说。
May the Holy Spirit himself to speak, explain to us if it's too difficult.
主啊，求你让我们能够听见你的声音。
Lord, may we all hear your voice.
求你让我们能够明白你所要我们所祷告的。
May we all understand you want us to pray.
因为我们本不知道当如何祷告。
Because we don't know how to pray.
是你在里面用说不出来的叹息替我们求。
You are interceding for us with groaning that cannot be uttered.
因为你是照着神的旨意替我们祈求的。
Because you intercede for us according to the will of God.
今天你愿意得着地上的器皿能够与你同工。
Today you desire to receive the vessel on earth to work with you.
愿你在我们中间得着这样的器皿。
May you receive this kind of vessels among us.
愿你继续施恩怜悯来坚固我们。
May you continue give mercy and grace on us to stand to us.
愿你祝福你的家。
May you bless your own household.
愿你祝福你的儿女。
May you bless your own children.
愿你祝福你的教会。
And your church.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.